Pregnancy can be a tough time for women, emotionally as well as physically. We often hear about postnatal depression, but not all pregnant women know how common it is to experience depression and anxiety before their baby is born. Melbourne mother of two, Melissa Kilinski, experienced antenatal and postnatal depression with both of her sons.
A lot of people would explain it, you know, you're depressed, you're sad and all this sort of stuff. But for me, I didn't feel sad. I just didn't feel anything. And that also, to me, like when I first time around, I was going, but, you know, I'm not depressed. You know, I'm just tired. I'm pregnant. It's, you know, I've got a lot on my plate. Where the second time around, I knew the signs. I knew that it wasn't necessarily being sad. I think it was after my second son was born. It was at Christmas time and my mum and my aunts were standing around saying how they were sort of the first generation to see that pregnancy was not an illness. And talking about that sort of stuff. And so I turned to them and said, so it's your fault then? And they sort of went, what? I said, well, for me, pregnancy is an illness because I end up with depression. I end up with, you know, I've sick almost through the whole pregnancy as well.
Psychiatrist Marie-Paul Austin is a professor of perinatal and women's mental health. She says that 1 in 10 pregnant women experience depression or anxiety, and a lot of ideas about the emotions that women feel during pregnancy are wrong.
In fact, I think the general myth out there is that pregnancy is protective against mental health issues, whereas in fact clinically what we see is quite a bit of depression and a lot of anxiety. Women no longer die so much of infection or massive bleeds as they might in the old days. They're more likely to have a severe mental health condition and potentially suicide, and that may be one of the top 3 causes of maternal death. So we're now becoming aware, both in pregnancy and postnatally, that it's a really big issue.
In 2008, the state and federal governments launched the National Perinatal Depression Initiative. Its aim was to improve the way depression and anxiety surrounding pregnancy and childbirth could be detected and prevented. Since then, screening programs have been rolled out in public hospitals, but the private system, which Professor Austin says about 30% of women use for their maternity care, has been slower to get on board. The initiative wraps up next year. The Gidget Foundation seeks to increase awareness of depression and anxiety in the perinatal period. Here at North Shore Private Hospital, the Foundation has helped develop an antenatal mental health screening program. It's one of the first of its kind in a private hospital. Gidget Foundation CEO Kathy Knox says that while the program got off to a slow start 18 months ago, it's doing a lot of good.
At the moment, we have around about 50% uptake, and that's partly because some women don't think that they have a problem and therefore they don't see the value of having this interview, and others just they're busy and it's all too hard and it's just one more doctor's appointment that they need to make during that time. But the ones who do come in have the response that we get from them is overwhelmingly positive. They really enjoy the interview experience.
Psychologist Elissa Fisher says that women, and sometimes their GPs as well, don't always know that they can access emotional support during difficult times.
One of the underutilised services that Medicare provide is pregnancy support counselling. So women can get, if they identify they might be a little bit worried, a little bit depressed, they don't need a diagnosis, to go and speak to a psychologist.
Doctors have an opportunity to identify problems before they get any worse.
How are you coping with that? That's kind of all GPs often need to ask. How are you going with that? Because that's full on for you. So, yeah, having them ask that question is definitely a good start to opening a dialogue and then seeking help, getting help and support for pregnant women and new mums, new parents.